Thank you and good morning. The Redwood Memorial Foundation has thrown its support behind the new Ferndale Community Health Center with a $100,000 donation. The donation was presented to the clinic on September 4th, and the money was directed toward advanced heating and air conditioning venting, while the rest will be used for plumbing and electrical work. Becky Giacomini, president of the Redwood Memorial Foundation, said in a statement that these are challenging times in healthcare, and as a community, we can work to ensure patients get the care they need when and where they need it. A fire near the area of Redway Drive and Empire Lane in Redway early Thursday morning was set by a transient looking to stay warm. CAL FIRE responded to the incident and found the fire had been set in a dumpster and then spread to a stack of pallets adjacent to the container. There were reports that a man was attempting to extinguish the fire, and he was later located and identified as 33-year-old Dylan Sky Baker. He was arrested and booked for unlawful fire, a probation violation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. There were no injuries reported, and the fire was quickly extinguished. Any damage was limited to the dumpster. CAL FIRE has assigned more than 1,400 personnel to the newest wildfire in our region as the Gulch Fire burns near Redding. The grass fire grew quickly to more than 1,300 acres after it began burning on Wednesday afternoon at Backbone Ridge and Highway 299. The fire was caused by a vehicle, and fire crews were able to attack immediately, and containment stands at 30% as of Thursday night. Structure protection is the top priority because the fire has initially threatened dozens of homes in the area. The fire is burning in heavy brush and steep, rugged terrain. The Happy Camp complex continues to burn further to the east, and smoke from that fire continues to be a concern for coastal communities. The complex has burned more than 108,000 acres, and more than 2,500 personnel remain assigned to the fire, which has been burning since August 12th and stands at 45% containment. Aligning Forces Humboldt, a Humboldt State University program which is part of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's efforts to improve healthcare, has teamed up with the Humboldt-Delnort Independent Practice Association for another initiative. That collaboration has led to a new resource for local residents to use when deciding on when and where to access the best medical care in the region. A new website has been launched, hdnfmc.com. That enables patients to compare 23 primary care physicians and the level of service they provide. More than 340 patients have shared their experiences, and the ratings show how well doctors provide care, communicate, along with other clinical metrics that go into the doctor-patient relationship. Melissa Jones, the director for Aligning Forces Humboldt at HSU, said in a statement that we hope people will find the information on the quality care page useful to find out more about health care in Humboldt County. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The coroner has identified a fire victim. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A Humboldt County coroner has identified the victim of an apartment fire in which the resident died, and Arcata police are investigating the fire as a potential homicide. Coroner Dave Parris said the victim is Kelly Maureen Nichols, age 52, and she died in a bedroom of the apartment. Police say she'd been living there with her boyfriend and did not show signs of trauma. Arcata Fire Department and Arcata Police responded to the fire on Alliance Road, and they found heavy smoke pouring from a window. Three other apartments were damaged in the fire, and its cause remains under investigation. The coroner is conducting an autopsy on Nichols to determine the cause of death. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Officials at Humboldt Bay Fire want to alert residents to a scam that is being worked in neighboring counties that targets property owners with fake billing statements. The scam involves a fake letter and invoice sent to property owners claiming they owe more than $400 for the annual state-required fire safety inspection, a non-existent fee and regulation. Calling themselves RMZ Fire Safety, residents and business owners in Sonoma, Napa, and Redding have been targeted. There have been no reports of the scam in Humboldt County as of yet, but be reminded that Humboldt Bay Fire does not charge an annual fee for fire inspections, except for multifamily apartment complexes. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.